This podcast is dedicated to your personal and spiritual growth. The Pamela Cummins Show will take you on a journey to enhance yourself, relationships with others, your dream interpretation skills, your love life, intuitive abilities, and so much more. Are you ready to begin?
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Pamela Cummins Show. This is Pamela, your host, and I have a very special guest for you today. So let me tell you all about Donna. Donna Yaha, hopefully I pronounced it that okay, is a soul coach who helps women master their shadows and their lives. She works with others on deep core wounds, shadow patterns, and subconscious beliefs that are holding them back from living a life they truly love. Donna is an author, coach, and spiritual advisor. Learn more about her at her website, www.dannayahav.com, dannayahav.com, and I will have that in the show notes so you can see that. So welcome, Donna.
Thank you. Hi, Pamela. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm happy for you to be here. So the audience knows, we actually met on LinkedIn and we talked for a little while, and I just loved her philosophy, loved her energy, just loved everything about her. I'm like, you have to come on my podcast. So I'm very glad that you're here.
Yes, me too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So let's get to the questions. I know your time is valuable. How did you start on this path of being a soul coach?
So, God, this path was long for me. I feel like I've always been a searcher, a seeker. I've always wanted to know more about who I was, more about the universe, about what was out there, about all the possibilities. But I kind of got lost. I got lost in conditionings, in the social norms, in the status quo. I went to college. I didn't know what I wanted. I switched majors maybe like four times. Finally settled for something, got married, had kids, and I had my awakening moment, the moment that I kind of woke up and realized that my life was not what I wanted at 29, where I had been laid off and started a new job and then switched to another job. And I kind of woke up and was like, oh my God, I'm 29. I'm married. I have two kids. I'm like in what feels like a prison. I'm doing a job that I don't like. I was an accountant at the time. How did I get here? And how do I get out? So I kind of started searching for who I was. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know who I was. I really had no idea. I was so disconnected from myself. So I began just following my intuition, listening, and following it where it led me, which was a spiritual center in my local community. And I live right outside of Philadelphia, where I learned about spiritism. I learned about energy, about metaphysics. I learned about intuition. And I developed a group of friends that had the same sort of interests as me. And as I started doing all of this work, I also got coaches. I had therapy and then I had coaches. And my coaches just took me on this transformational journey to discover my shadows, my limitations, my self-limiting beliefs, all of these different aspects of myself that I didn't know were covering up my truth, the truth of who I really was, the truth of what my purpose was on this planet. So after I had those experiences, I said to myself, you know, holy shit, everybody should experience this. So it started with just coaching some friends, just helping some friends out. And then one of my friends who's highly intuitive said to me, you know, you should really be a life coach. And I was like, really? I don't know. And I did a few things. And then one day I just found myself, at the time I was working for my dad, and I just found myself telling him, I quit. I'm not going to work here anymore. I'm going to start my own business. And then I don't even remember that moment. But after that, I was like, well, I guess I have to now. And that's what I did. And that's how I got here.
Neat. And, you know, I'm just chuckling to myself because our paths are kind of similar but different. And when I was 29, I really was, that's when I started into my personal and spiritual growth. And I was unhappy with what I was doing. And I was a bookkeeper. I wasn't an accountant. So,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's it is funny. And the self-employment route was for me. And, you know, I'm a little bit older than you. And I can tell you that things change. You think you find your purpose and they change because as you grow, your business grows.
Absolutely. You know?
So, so that's really, really cool. All right. So,
and sorry, Pamela, just one more thing. It's important to mention that right at 29 is your Saturn return. Between 28 and 30, it's when Saturn comes back to the same place it was the time that you were born. So a lot of people find themselves at the crossroads at this time in their life, kind of wondering, did I learn all the lessons I was supposed to learn? Why does my life look like this? What can I change? Where am I? What am I doing? And then it also happens again at 60. So it is rather common.
Okay. All right. I see. Learned something new. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right. So my next question is that in your bio, you say you're a soul coach, but you mentioned that your friend said, oh, you should get into life coaching. So what's the difference? Because many of us don't know.
So they are very similar. The only difference is that I take on a very spiritual perspective on life. I believe that we are the creators of our reality. And while I do coach on life aspects, I believe we are creators. So I also help you get in touch with your soul, with your higher self, with your truth that wants to create your highest good, that wants to create your soul purpose in your life. Your soul is that fire in your belly that pushes you to do things, that fire in your heart that attracts you to someone or something, or that wants, that's starving for truth, right? That's starving for love, that is giving you your intuition. So the way that I'm different is that I want you to connect to your intuition. I want you to connect to your soul. I want you to build that connection so that you no longer need me, right? I want your connection with yourself to be so strong that you don't need anybody else. You don't need, I don't mean that like you don't need anybody around you. I mean, you trust yourself. You 100% trust yourself. You 100% love yourself. And it's just, I don't need somebody else to tell me what to do. I don't need to look at, you know, celebrities or the media or the news to tell me what I should eat or what I should think or what I should watch. I already know what's right for me because I'm connected, deeply connected to my soul, to my higher self, to my higher purpose. So while I do the things that life coaches do, and I do often call myself a life coach because it's easier for people to understand than soul coach, what I'm really doing is facilitating a conversation between you and your soul, you and your higher self, you and your intuition during every session. And it just helps build that connection even more.
Love that. I really love that because, no, I understand because as much as I love giving people psychic readings, and I've done that for a long time, I feel like it's time for me to be, you know, more coach and stuff as we were talking, because when it comes to readings, what I find is people come back because they're so afraid of making a decision. They want to get it from someone else. And really, you know, I mean, readings are great for validation and shining the light on, you know, which way works best for you, but really, you know, so I really love that. All right. So there are people out there who really don't even know the process of life coaching or soul coaching. And I realize this is a podcast, so you can't describe everything, but in a nutshell, what is soul coaching?
So, do you mean like what's my process?
Thank you. What is your process? Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. So my process is very different for every person. It is a very individualized experience. So the experience that you would get from me, Pamela, is very different from the experience that somebody else would get from me because it's tailored to you. But essentially what I do is I get to know you. I am just super curious about who you are and why you got here, how you got to this point, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and then what you want for yourself. So what I really want to know and what I encourage all of your listeners to do is to dream really, really big. I want to know what is that huge, enormous dream that you are too scared to even think about. Something that is so incredible that if it occurred, you would be like, oh my God, my life is complete. This is true fulfillment. This is everything. And it's usually more than being a billionaire, right? It's usually more than marrying the love of my life. Although those things can be included and that's great, but it's usually something that is just so big and would help so many people and would fulfill you in ways that you would never have imagined. So that's what I start with. I start with this huge, huge dream. And then what are the small steps that we can take to get there? And then why aren't we there, right? Why haven't we achieved these? And why haven't we achieved those little goals and dreams in between? Those most likely come, that's probably because of limiting beliefs. So whatever limiting belief comes up, and there are hundreds of them, we would work specifically on those. So what I typically do with people is if they have the belief that they are not good enough, then we will go back to a time, the first memory that they have in childhood when they felt not good enough. And what was going on for them? And what we might do is a shamanic soul retrieval where we retrieve back that energy from the inner child. We might do an inner healing. We might use the gene keys or human design to get a better idea of what was going on during that time in that person's life. And we will heal that. And every time you heal a limiting belief and you heal a memory, you become more whole. Not that you weren't whole to begin with, but your energy increases because you now have a little piece of energy back into your body. Now, while I always want to work with people to achieve amazing things in their life, these things, everyday things come up. So a client might come to a session with, you know, a problem in a relationship or a problem with her job, whatever it might be. My first question is almost always, why did you create this? Why did your subconscious mind create this? And this is what makes me a little bit different from regular life coaches. Not that anyone's regular, but is that I believe we create everything. I don't believe in victims. I believe we create everything on some level. So your subconscious mind created this experience for you because it thought that it would help you. Whether it's because you had this limiting belief that you are not loved and it is only a pattern repeating over and over again in different situations, proving to you that you're not loved, and that limiting belief is just waiting to be healed, or it's something from a past life, which we would explore also. So that's kind of how I break down these limiting beliefs and heal them. There's many aspects to them and they show up in our lives in many different ways. But as soon as you ask yourself, why am I creating this? You've completely changed your perspective and you've completely changed the energy that's coming through. And you're able to heal yourself on so many levels just based on that small shift in perspective.
Neat, neat. And, you know, when you were talking, it reminded me of a time back in the 90s when I was doing a lot of hypnosis. And I had this client who came and she wanted to eat healthy. She found herself always eating junk food. So I took her back to the time and the belief, and she was a little girl and she was on her grandmother's steps and she had this pile of candy and she was eating it. And I was talking to the little girl, telling her that this isn't healthy. And she's like, no, no, this is food. This is food. And so I had to go and ask her adult to talk to her little child. And after she did that, where the belief was coming from, she no longer needed to eat junk food, which I thought was really, that was really interesting. So I love the process. Yeah, I love the process that you're doing. All right, so you're talking about limiting beliefs, their shadows, basically their blocks. Can you tell people a little bit more about that and how to overcome that?
Sure. So like I said earlier, there's always a reason why you're creating the things that you're creating. So if you can look in your environment, in your reality, and you have something that you don't want. So let's say you are living in lack. All you are trying to do is attract money, attract prosperity, but all you see in front of you is lack. First of all, you need a shift in perspective because chances are that you have more than you think you have, right? Abundance is all around us. But you've created lack, let's say, with money for a reason. So you could start by asking yourself, why did I create this? What does being in lack give me? What does it provide me with? Because there are always advantages. So you might find that being in lack means that other people take care of you and you've always wanted to be taken care of. Or you might feel that being in lack means that you can, you don't have to, you are part of the group, right? You're part of this group at work that always complains about money and all you ever wanted to do was belong. And here comes your subconscious mind creating lack so you can belong. So you can see how two very different concepts can come together and create a reality that we don't want. So it doesn't always show up in the way that we think it does. And it really takes a lot of self-awareness. So once you become aware of it, once you say, okay, I'm in lack, probably because one of the reasons, and it's an onion, you have to keep peeling it. There's many layers, but I'm in lack because I just want to belong. And these people at work, I belong with them. You can say to yourself, okay, I no longer want to be a part of a group that just complains about money. I want to be part of a group that has an abundance of money. So I'm going to change my mindset around that. There's two things that happen. I'm sorry. So first you would go back to your first memory of not belonging. Where is this coming from? And we would heal that. You could heal that. You could talk to the inner child, like the example you just mentioned is beautiful. Everybody can do that. You don't need a practitioner. It's easier if you have somebody walking you through it, but you can do it on your own. And then you have to be very conscious of every time that belief comes back up, because you've already created neural pathways that belief is attached to your reality and it keeps creating a pattern. By the time you're 35, your subconscious mind creates 90% of your reality. Those are patterns that are replayed based on your beliefs from around age 7 to are replaying now and while you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s, which is crazy to think, because the ideas, the beliefs, the stories we created when we were 6, 7, and 8 are so different than what you would create now knowing what you know. So you would heal the past because there is no such thing as time and it happens in the now. Everything happens in the now. And then you would be very conscious of it and create new neural pathways in your brain with a new belief. So instead of having the belief, I don't belong, my new belief is I belong and everybody loves me, right? The affirmations, we've all heard of affirmations. But if you don't heal the belief before you make the affirmations, you're just putting a Band-Aid on, right? You would be very conscious of those beliefs. Every time that it came up, you would switch it automatically. Nope, I do belong. That's just a belief, and I'm no longer buying into that. I do belong. Here are 10 reasons why I belong. I'm in this club, and everybody loves me. My husband adores me. My children love me. My friends think I'm the best. And it's okay to give yourself a little bit of a confidence boost with some of these things. I mean, that's not conceited or selfish. We're allowed to love ourselves. So that's part of the process. And as soon as you start healing these beliefs, more and more start to click into place, more shadows start to click into place, and you start to heal more and more and more. And then all of a sudden, you've changed your thinking. You've changed your mind. And you've changed your perspective, the way that you see things. And with every belief, it's a little bit different, but that's just, you know, a basic way that I help people heal their beliefs. I hope that answers your question.
Excuse me. It does. It does. And, you know, it's kind of what you're talking about is manifestation and I'm thinking about the book, The Secret, which was a great book, but it was kind of like learning the ABCs. Because you have to deal with your feelings and your blocks. What do you think about the way society talks? And it's in the mostly in the metaphysical world, but in other worlds, what do you think about manifestation?
I love manifestation. I mean, manifestation is life, right? We are constantly manifesting. We're constantly creating. I think I love The Secret. I really, really loved it. But there were a lot of things that were missing from it. When I first read it, it left me hungry for more, hungry for something a little bit different because I felt like there was something missing. So there's a lot of things missing, right? Like action, having to take action in the real world, but being guided by your intuition, dealing with your shadows. But I think manifestation becomes the buzzword because people think it's magic. Here I am manifesting money while sitting on my couch. And that can happen. That can happen if, one, you believe you're worthy of it, and two, you believe it can happen, right? I mean, the law of attraction will follow your vibration. So that's what people seem to miss, is if you're vibrating at a place where all you see is lack, then the chances of you getting checks in the mail for doing absolutely nothing are going to be a little bit slimmer, because the things that are coming to you are going to match your vibration. So like I said earlier, instead of just looking around you and saying, I see lack, there's lack there, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough this, look at the things you do have. Be grateful for the things that you do have in your life. But that comes after you work on the shadow of why you keep creating lack in your life. And then you can say, all right, look at all this amazing stuff in my life. Look at all this abundance. That is how you're going to raise your vibration. So I love manifestation. I teach manifestation. I have a 21-day manifestation course that I do with some of the ladies in my groups. And it's great once you understand your vibration, once you understand your energy. So I use tools like Human Design and the Gene Keys to help people understand their energy, understand whether they're vibrating in the shadow frequency and their gift frequency, or in their city frequency. And these are gene key terms. And that just kind of helps you understand what kinds of things you are manifesting and attracting to you. Does that answer your question?
It certainly does. Thank you very much.
Sometimes I rant and I'm not sure if I answered the original question.
No, I can relate to that. That's funny. I just have two more questions for you.
Great.
If you could sum everything up into one point right now, what are you helping others with?
I help others create their reality. That's really what it is. I help others create the reality that they want. So we clean up your current reality. We change perspectives. We help you connect to yourself. And then from that perspective, create a whole new world. I mean, everything that you thought is impossible, I'm going to show you that it's possible. And one of my clients said it, that she never realized she had so many options, which is, I think, is huge for a lot of people, especially women that are so busy raising families or having careers or cleaning the house or being caretakers. We don't realize what options we do have and that we deserve these other ways of life. So I think that's how I would sum it up into one point, is that I help you create your reality the way you want it.
Love that. I really love that. You know, that, and I just want to say to the audience, you have the key to make changes in your life. Yes, it's good to have coaches and psychics and healers to help that, but you can go to hundreds of them, but if you don't make the changes, it's not going to happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you have to take action in the real world. So there's this idea that you can meditate and you can create your reality just by meditating, which is lovely. And it's true. You can change your mind in meditation. You can create new neural pathways, but you have to take real world action, third dimensional action.
Agreed. Okay. And my final and last question, which is kind of two questions. Can you tell the audience a little bit about your book and how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah. So I wrote a book in October, and it's called Becoming Who You Are. And what it is it is a 31-day journey. It's a journal, and it takes you through my process that I help people change their lives. But the goal of this book, my intention for it, was to help you connect with yourself. I felt so disconnected. As I said earlier, I didn't know who I was. People asked me what I wanted. I said, I don't even know. I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what I like. I don't even know if I like the way I dress. Like, I've been following so many other people my entire life. That's what this book is about, to help you get in touch with yourself, to help you get in touch with that child that did know what she wanted, help you understand your desires. And I give you different tools and different processes. And it is spiritual, where there's meditations and prayers and moon cycles. And you know, I explain a little bit about gene keys and human design, and there are different resources in it. So that's available on Amazon. It's called Becoming Who You Are, a workbook for self-discovery and transformation. And you can get in touch with me on Facebook, Dana Yahav, DannaYahav, or on Instagram, I'm at High Vibe Spiritual Tribe. I also have a group on Facebook called High Vibe Spiritual Tribe. We would love to have you. And my website, DannaYahav.com, email DannaYahav@gmail.com. It's pretty easy. I would like to offer, Pamela, for your listeners for the new year, a complimentary session to kind of go over their where they've been in 2018 and where they want to go in 2019. Just kind of help them refine their goals and get some clarity around that.
Wonderful.
If they just mention this this podcast or your name.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So please, people, take advantage of that. If you need to get in touch with me, PamelaCummins.com, CUMMINS.com. That will be in the show notes too. So thank you, Dana, so much for coming on today. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, Pamela.
All right, everyone. Namaste and have a great week. Bye-bye. Namaste.